The Chinese government has allocated 30 million yuan, or about $4.6 million, to support the emergency rescue and disaster relief operations in flood-hit Hubei province. The Red Cross Society of China has also sent relief materials and funds to the affected areas in Hubei. Heavy downpours since Wednesday has left at least 21 people dead and 4 others unaccounted for in Liulin Township in Hubei. China has refuted criticism from the United States and the European Union over its recent move against Lithuania, saying that some countries and individuals are misleading public opinion over the issue. China announced on Tuesday that it had decided to recall its ambassador to Lithuania and demanded the Lithuanian government recall its ambassador to China. China says Lithuania's decision to allow the Taiwan authorities to open a representative office under the name of Taiwan brazenly violates the One China principle. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says it is completely reasonable and lawful for China to make necessary response to other countries' acts that undermine China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Hua says China strongly opposes the U.S. side's fingerprinting and gross interference in China's legitimate measures. China also urges the EU to uphold a correct position on Taiwan-related issues and refrain from sending wrong signals on issues concerning China's core interests. The National Health Commission says that more than 777 million people in China have completed COVID-19 vaccination. The Commission says over 1.83 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered across the country. The Commission also renewed its instructions on wearing medical face masks to help the public defend themselves from the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on the latest characteristics of the pandemic, the new instructions inform the public to not only wear masks in indoor public spaces, but also when in crowded outdoor locations such as parks and squares. The instructions also listed 3 lines of professions that ought to wear masks properly at work, including those that deal with imported items and personnel, workers at medical institutions, and service personnel at public venues. Japan's daily COVID-19 cases topped 20,000 on Friday, the first time since the pandemic began. A record high of 5,770 new infections were confirmed in Tokyo. It is the second time the figure of infections for Tokyo has topped 5,000. Japan's number of COVID-19 patients with severe symptoms rose to 1,478 nationwide as of Thursday. The surge in cases is putting a massive strain on Japan's health system.